This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing on this last week of October?
I'm doing great, Tom. My emotions are totally in check about this election. I'm not freaking out about
anything.
Nothing
to worry about.
Yeah, I don't have a constant just like pit of dread.
Whoever wins, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, and I firmly believe that. So everything's great. It's nice weather.
Well,
Let's focus on the positive.
Nice weather for you, maybe.
I don't like this.
I was thinking about moving to an island just today.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Bikini Island, so bomb it.
I thought you meant like, you know, babes. A Bikini Island.
No, I'm talking about...
The Bikini Atoll?
Yeah. Whatever we can blast you into this.
Anyway...
We went from mundane talk about the weather to me talking about killing you with an atomic bomb.
Right. Which seems like it's overkill.
Welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything. Tom?
Yes.
How are you this week?
I'm good, Tim. Thank you so much for asking.
Are you, we're recording this just a couple days before All Hallows Eve.
All right. Things are getting a little spooky.
Yeah. And this is a spooky episode, but I have some non-spooky business, up top.
All right, I'll allow it.
This might have been the weirdest thing that happened to me this week.
Well, it sounds like it might be spooky.
It's not spooky in the least. I work at an office, Tom, the dog food factory headquarters, right?
Right.
And we hired, are you familiar with TaskRabbit?
Yeah. You can that's where you can just hire somebody to do pretty much anything, right?
What
like anything that doesn't require, you can hire handymen, right?
Yeah.
Or you can be hey, I just need somebody to go to the store for me.
Yeah. It's not the sharing economy, but it's
the gig economy.
Yeah. It's we're not going to pay anybody a living wage.
Right. Yeah.
And you benefit. You don't have to hang your own pictures.
Right.
So we hired a TaskRabbit. And it was a Friday, mid afternoon, 2 PM.
Okay.
But then we didn't need the task done anymore.
Okay.
So we canceled the TaskRabbit. And when you cancel the day of, they're like, "Hey, you still got to pay this guy for an hour of his time," which is fair and
good. Right, because they've planned for it. And
right. So, 2 p.m. comes, TaskRabbit shows up. He's a human man. He's not an actual rabbit.
Okay.
He shows up, and he's like, "Hey, I'm here to do the thing." The task. I'm a rabbit.
I'm here about the task.
And I was like, "I think they canceled that." And then we got someone on the phone, and they were like, "It canceled it." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, sorry. My phone died." And this is another friggin' thing. Because I was like, "Oh, you don't get an email when they cancel?" He's like, "I do, but my phone died." And he's like, "Yo, let me use your charger." And it's like, this is the one thing I really hate about the 21st century.
People using your charger?
Everybody's always trying to get juice from your charger. Put a goddamn charger in your bag. You have one. It comes with the friggin' phone. Yeah, this guy pulled in a whole a toolbox on wheels, a bag. He had a ton of stuff with him. It's a tiny little cord.
Yeah.
Just freaking, all right, so anyway.
I forgot to bring mine when we were in London, and then I refused because I have so many. That's why I forgot to bring one, because I had so many that
you
I
just
literally...
just assumed there was one in every pair of pants.
Yeah, that there would be one in every bag. I was just like, "Oh, don't when I was going through all the things I needed to bring, I thought, well, that's the last thing I need to worry about because I got so many of them. And then because I had so many, this is a very interesting story. I refused to pay more than $5 for one. So I spent like an hour.
Yeah.
Looking.
You were like, it's like we were hanging out.
Yeah.
We don't, especially in other countries. I don't know anybody.
Right.
So
I do, but they're all celebs.
Right. And they don't like to have hangers on like me come around looking them in the eye and whatnot.
Exactly.
I do try to like ask questions like, hey, what's your mother's maiden name? So I can hopefully hack their Gmail.
Yeah. And that's what they don't want to know.
They don't want that.
Yeah. The fappening. Remember when that happened?
Let's not.
Well, that's what they don't want, Tim. And you look like the kind of guy that would do it.
I just want a mundane look into the life of a celebrity. Like, what kind of emails do you get?
Yeah, what kind of spam do celebrities get?
Not even the spam, but, like, that's the one part I wish, I wish Entourage was less bro-y and more about, like, what were the actual content of the emails from, like, Ari to E?
Yeah.
Like, when he wasn't yelling.
There was probably some, like, website you could go to, Tim, like a second screen experience where you could have gotten that.
The last thing I'm interested in, Tom, is a second. This is why I won't watch Westworld, Tom. This is a unnecessary tangent. But, like, guys, people are sending me, like, these websites. Like, yeah, like, because people have been like, you watching
people
Westworld?
I watched the show, and I haven't gotten any. Nobody sent me any websites.
Friends of mine, Tom. Celebs, American celebs.
Oh, okay.
No, they're like, you're not watching Westworld. And it's like, I don't have time for that. And then they're like, but look at this ancillary website that's like a puzzle in and of itself. It's like, yeah, I already told you I didn't have time to watch an hour a week.
I don't have time to solve puzzles on the internet.
So anyway, I'm talking to this TaskRabbit, and I'm like, I just wanted to make sure that he was going to get paid. That like we did, that we canceled.
You just
directly.
Wanted to make sure they got paid and make sure they didn't use your charger.
No, so I had him plug in his charger.
That's the thing too. When people are like, "Hey, can I use your charger?" It's like, well, you
it
know
doesn't
what?
Immediately charge.
Yeah, like you know, to even get a anything you can work with, it's going to take at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So especially if it's completely dead, then it takes like 5 minutes before it'll even turn on.
Right. So that's what happened. Like, I just want to confirm that, like, we canceled correctly, so he's going to get paid. Because he did come out. So, like, he plugs in his phone, and it's completely dead. So, like, it's in that 5 minutes before he can turn. And I'm like, yeah, sorry about that. He's like, yeah, man, it happens. The only thing I'm bummed about is, like...
I was really looking forward to doing this task.
I was watching a movie, and, like, So, like, I didn't see the last hour of the movie. And I was like, oh, cool, well... And so I'm just assuming, like, well, he was watching a movie at his house or whatever. Yeah. And then he, like... Because we booked this thing days in advance,
right?
So, he's like...
I know where this is heading.
He's like... I was like, well, what movie was it? Just making small talk. And he's like, Inferno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new Dan Brown movie.
Yeah, I was like... I've heard of that.
I believe it came out Friday.
Yeah, and yesterday, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, Tom Hanks, right? The Da Vinci Code, that kind of thing. He's like, yeah, yeah, it's really good. So, like, and so I assumed he bought it at a laundromat. It's a bootleg or whatever. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, he could go back to his apartment and watch this crappy movie. And it's fine. And he's like, yeah. And the real bummer was, like, I had to leave... like, only a half hour into it, and it was one of those 4DX experiences. So, like, it was in the chair of that movie. And I was like, wait, you were watching a movie in a movie theater that you knew you had an appointment a half hour into this movie? And then this poor guy, freaking his hourly rate for TaskRabbit, like, that we had to pay him upon canceling, like... barely covered the price of admission to Inferno.
I was gonna say that I'd be surprised if it even covered it. That those 4DX movies are $30 to go see.
Yeah, cheapers. Like, dude,
why did he do that?
I was like, why'd you do that? He's like, well, you know, what else are you gonna do to kill time in this city? It's just like in New York City. Yeah. And so like he opens.
What
up
else
his...
are you gonna do to kill time except go see a half hour of a movie?
You had a half hour to kill too. Yeah. It wasn't like, yeah, what else are you gonna do for 4 hours? Like, yeah, okay, you don't want to like,
right?
You know, have to kill that much time, but like, dude, Like, don't spend $30 to see a half hour of a crappy new Da Vinci Code movie.
He could have used that half hour to go buy himself a charger for $5.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, like, he's like, okay, yeah, have it. And I was like, yeah, okay. I guess go watch the rest of that movie. He's like, yeah, now I got to buy a whole other ticket. This is like, this is why, like, keep your goddamn
keep
phone
your stubs.
Charged.
Oh, I thought you were going to say keep your movie stub so you can get back in.
I think the movie was probably over by the time he got.
Yeah.
I don't know, Union Square.
So wait, and he just like went out to do his day with an uncharged phone and was like, well, first things first, let me go see a movie.
Yeah, evidently. This guy is not good at managing his time.
Yeah, geez, it sounds like it. Running around. And especially if you're going to do a job like a... like be a task rabbit or an Uber driver or something. I assume that was like you had to have your phone charged.
Yeah, that's job.
I assume that there's like an app on his end where it's like he has to like be like, okay, I'm here, start the billing.
Yeah, it was a totally bizarre situation. So like, look.
So you guys paid this guy probably like $40 an hour just to charge his phone.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I want to get some of that back. Like. Part of canceling is mm-hmm. that, like, I shouldn't have had to buzz him in and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because, like, that's
well,
part of the
get,
cost to
if
me,
if you had
right?
to get paid for an hour, Tim, you should have given him some tasks to do.
That's true.
You could have been like...
You do pedicures?
Clean this up and just pour some pudding out on the floor.
Just shake up, like, a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi and be like, open this. I'm really thirsty.
Oh, I don't want to do it, Rabbit.
You have to. I'm so thirsty. I'm paying you.
What was the task that he was hired to do?
Freaking, like, hanging, like, pictures or something.
And what? The pictures were already hung. You need to do it?
No, it's a long story, Tom.
You could have had him. You probably got some other pictures up you could have taken down and had him go hang.
Yeah, also,
hang these
like,
back up.
Here's the thing. Like, I wanted to make sure that he got paid, mm-hmm. but I also wanted to make sure that he got the hell out of there. Like, yeah. it's fine. Like, I don't want to make small talk, especially with the craziest man in the world. He was a very nice guy.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know, someone like that, someone who makes decisions like that, like... Yeah. Like, if I found out a presidential candidate, like, went to a half hour of a movie
when
knowing
when
that
they knew they had something to do.
Yeah, like, if I found that out about Hillary, I'd be like, well, I guess I'm a Trump man.
Yeah, at least he's got a common sense about when to go see a movie and when not to.
Yeah.
Especially a 4DX experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that person with the nuclear codes, but I also wouldn't trust that person to hang my pictures.
Tim, enough of this.
Enough is enough.
We got to talk about the topic at hand.
Sure.
Myths and legends. No, there's another myths and legends.
Do you think it's wise that we used to occasionally do myths and legends once every few months?
Uh-huh.
We stopped doing it for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And now it's like, bang, every week it's going to be a myths and legends episode.
Yeah. Are you afraid of dabbling in the occult?
No, I'm never really sold on anything.
What do you mean? Myths or legends?
Well, myths mm-hmm. is such a freaking hard word to say.
It's not that hard. It
say
sounds
it.
Like myths.
Yeah, but like...
Myths.
Yeah, the TH into the S is just like unnecessary tongue gymnastics, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't need that.
Myths and legends.
I pulled the muscle of my tongue. Saying the title of this episode. Oh, we didn't even get to what the...
Yeah,
colon.
Which I'm trying
right,
to.
Sorry.
Myths and legends, colon. Poltergeists.
Poltergeists is another thing. STS is another...
Myths, poltergeists. It's very hard. It's a lot of work for the mouth.
It's a lot of sibilance there at the end. Yeah, not a fan.
But Tim, it's October. It's a spooky time of year. We can double up on the myths and legends.
But let's make this promise mm-hmm. to all of our diehard fans.
Yes.
Who are not a fan of sibilance necessarily.
Right.
There will not be another one next week.
And they're
right?
maybe a little too scared.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe
shaking in their dang boots.
I come to the show for a laugh, not to be scared shitless.
Yeah, scared out of my skin.
Yeah.
Skeleton pops out at the top. That was the skeleton jumping, and then they danced a dance macabre.
Yeah. So we're talking about poltergeists, Tim. What do you know about poltergeists?
All right. Number one,
mm-hmm.
They're ghosts.
Number one, you're wrong. I mean, you're possibly wrong. Poltergeists are poltergeists. If they were ghosts, they'd be ghosts.
Poltergeist is like a genus of a species of ghosts.
No, maybe. There are theories about poltergeists.
All right.
Next misconception.
All right, we'll go. All right.
God damn, you are such
number
a,
two.
You are such a sheeple.
There, it's just sheep. Or Scherson.
You're such a Scherson.
Number two, they cause mischief.
That is true.
Number three, people are way too scared or creeped out by poltergeists.
That is not true.
It's just in proportion to the amount of stuff that they are purported to have done.
Okay. Not untrue.
Number four, mm-hmm. you need a quirky little psychic lady come
you're
in.
You're thinking of the movie Poltergeist.
Yeah, now. Exactly. Where else am I going to get? If not from Craig T. Nelson, where else would I get my Poltergeist info?
You get too much of your information from Craig T. Nelson.
I get all my information from Coach, Tom. Yeah. Thanks.
You always say...
Who do you get yours from? Dauber? You're idiot.
Always like
Jerry Van Dyke.
What are you up to this week, Tim? And you're like, oh, I'm watching the big game. And I'll be like, it's not even football season. And you're just talking about the game of the week on a rerun of Coach.
Yeah. Well, which they don't even... Rerun or... DVD. I'm a time shifter, Tom. I'm a millennial, yeah. So I can stream
That's
it.
That's DVR. Tim, you dumb.
No, I own them on DVD.
Okay.
Are they still broadcast? Coach, I feel like every year the syndication things come in and they're like, all right, cheers, okay, Seinfeld.
No, they
and
almost...
then Coach, they're just like, you know what? Check with Gail. Does anybody watch Coach?
Are we like, still paying for Coach?
Yeah.
No, Tim, Coach almost came back. They made like a new pilot.
Yeah, but guess what? It didn't.
Yeah. Well, but still, there's not always a creepy old woman, creepy old little woman.
Right. And then finally they suck people into TVs and strangle them with a clown doll.
Sometimes the second part.
Well, then why Steven Spielberg freaking lied to me?
I don't think that was a Spielberg
He produced
joint.
It. He executive produced
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
And many people say that he actually directed it. That, like, he was on set so much that he was, like, the shadow director. But, like, that couldn't be a Steven Spielberg movie because it was off-brand
too,
for him.
Yeah.
Too scary.
Was he on set when they were like, put all those bones in the hole and then have somebody go in the hole? Then they were like, oh, these bones, they aren't like real bones, are they? And they were real bones.
Is
that
true?
And then everybody got haunted.
I mean, I know it's true that the actor that played the boy was really almost strangled by the
clown. Yeah.
And that
the
little
girl
tragically died.
Yeah. A bunch of other people mysteriously died. Not Coach. Craig T. Nelson, he was like the only one that...
Craig T. Nelson came out Teflon out of that.
Yeah.
It only made him stronger.
Yeah. And Craig T. Nelson might have been in cahoots with that poltergeist. Might have been like, look...
Rule number one, dealing with the poltergeist, got a deal.
Yeah, like you want to kill some people because you're a poltergeist, and I want a show where I'm a college football coach.
Yeah.
And now I think if, you know, we can both get what we want.
Yeah. As long as you can promise me Jerry Van Dyke there once a week.
Well, Jerry Van Dyke was probably the one that introduced the poltergeist to Craig T. Nelson in the first place.
Is Jerry Van Dyke still alive?
He is, like, amazingly.
Those Van Dyke boys have the best genes.
They really do.
I wish I was a Van Dyke sometimes.
You should grow a Van Dyke mustache.
It's true.
That's about as close as you can get.
I know, sadly.
I think...
You're not the first person to tell me that.
Jerry Van Dyke might not be with us anymore. He might be a poltergeist himself at this point.
Maybe.
I know for sure Dick Van Dyke's still
Dick
alive.
Van Dyke is
like
120 and just tap dancing his way through life.
Yeah.
Like, hello, I'm charming still.
And he's still tripping over the ottoman.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's actually very sad.
now it's on accident. Poltergeist, Tim.
We've asked him, Dad, please stay away from the ottoman every time. It,
Who bought an ottoman? Anyway, Poltergeist, Tim. Poltergeists are, some people think they're spirits, some people don't, but they are, you're right, mischievous. And they
mischievous.
Mischievous. You can't see them. That's right. One of the rules. That's one of the rules they're not ghosts. Why they're not like ghosts.
Tom, you can't see ghosts either.
You can't see ghosts, Tim, when they go, and they appear like vapor.
But who has ever seen that?
Who's ever? I'll tell you what.
I don't want to hear
I've
your
seen
mundane,
a ghost.
Boring ghost stories.
Oh, my ghost story is not mundane or boring, Tim.
God, it's worse than hearing people's dreams, people's freaking, and then the handkerchief.
People's
was,
ghost
was
stories.
Folded.
No, that's not my ghost story. So much better than that.
No, yeah, you at Dave's house and you saw an apparition.
Yeah, I saw an apparition. Tim,
you were high on PCP, and we
was
all
like
know
12
it.
12 years old. It was typing on the keyboard.
That was AJ.
No, it wasn't AJ. It was
like trying to scare you, Tom.
AJ wasn't even there. It was a green mist.
I don't know. You've been watching too many movies. You ate too many cookies.
Let me tell.
I'm gonna
tell the ghost story real quick.
No, I've heard this ghost. God damn
hey,
it!
But maybe the people haven't heard the ghost story, the Tim. And now, right now, they're under
right, hang on to your hats, everybody.
Under their
here
covers, all around.
I'll get back from the mic so I won't interrupt with my heckles and jeers.
Please, if you're listening to this on your commute or you're jogging or something, please pause it. And go start a campfire somewhere, wait till night, and get around the campfire, because this one's about to really give you a fright. Sleeping over my friend Dave's house when I was like 11, and I was sleeping on the floor next to his bed in a sleeping bag, and I woke up in the middle of the night, I don't know why, and I looked over, and at his computer, there was a person sitting there typing, but it was like kind of a see-through person. A ghost, some might say. And it turned, looked at me, and then just like disappeared, just kind of like faded out. And I thought, what? Like, I must be dreaming or something. But just as I thought that, I heard from above me, Dave go, did you just see that? He saw it too. And I didn't even know he was awake. Because we both saw a ghost.
All right. So what did it do? Did it kill you?
No, it didn't do anything. It was just trying to get on the internet, but it didn't even know. This was like a long time ago. The internet wasn't even that great. I don't think he even had internet in his bedroom.
Yeah,
yet.
I mean, how is a dead guy going to even know
like
about
some,
the internet?
Some DOS games or something. He was trying DOS. He was trying to learn programming. let me open up QuickBooks here. Put all my expenses in. That was about the only thing.
This is a very spooky ghost story, Tom. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Anyway, so that was my ghost story.
All right, so a poltergeist is not a ghost. I think many people would disagree.
Well, many people are wrong, Tim. So one of the things that some people think poltergeists are, well, there's a few things. Some people think it's a natural phenomenon that we just don't understand yet.
Like, it doesn't have a personality.
Yeah.
It's just
that it's
like
some form of energy that we don't like magnetism. Okay. Something along those lines that we don't really get.
Can we take a step back real quick? Okay. Before we get to what they are, because like what are the most common things that poltergeists do, right? Because they don't kill people.
No. That's actually one of the things that the movie Poltergeist got wrong. And one of the things that sets poltergeists apart from like possessions and demons and stuff is that usually they're just mischievous, but they don't necessarily mean to cause harm. They can cause harm, but they're not out to like kill people or anything like that.
They're just
trying to cause some. They're bored, basically. They're bored and they're trying to have fun.
But, okay.
And the way they do that...
They knock things off shelves.
They knock things over, they throw things through the air, they levitate things, and then sometimes they'll, like, if you're out of the room, they'll move everything around, and then when you come back, you go, what the heck? So sometimes they do it where
so
you can't see
it. So why is any of this scary?
Why is it scary?
You maybe a projectile is scary.
Yeah, Tim, you wouldn't be scared if all of a sudden your coffee cup just started levitating out of nowhere? That would scare the bejesus out of me.
I think it would be like, why do we see this as terrifying and not like a cool phenomenon? Like, because you go to the mystery spot, right? Mm-hmm. And like, oh, the ball rolls the wrong way down the ramp
and
stuff.
Well, that's just an optical illusion.
Yeah, but why are we like, oh, why aren't we like, because, oh my God, oh, this is weird energy here.
Because when you go to the mystery spot, Tim, you're going to the mystery spot knowing what you're in for.
Yeah, but here's
you
the
don't
thing.
Accidentally come across the mystery spot and all of a sudden you're like, why is the ball rolling the wrong way?
Why don't they just teach us in school, hey, once in a while a cool thing happens and things will levitate. And we don't really know why.
Well, why would they teach us that in school? So I'm not for that either.
So we're not scared of it.
What? So you're saying
we're
just
only scared of it because it's unfamiliar. So if we make it seem like mundane and routine.
Mm-hmm. So you're proposing that, like, where? Grade school, elementary school?
Wherever.
That just one day they go, oh, by the way, ABCs. Sometimes things levitate and it's cool. Don't worry about it. No further questions, kids.
No, well, here's the thing. Lightning, we teach kids once in a while, freaking electricity shoots out of the sky.
Yeah.
And sometimes it hits people and kills them. But don't worry. It's just a natural phenomenon. It's cool.
Well, two things. I don't think they ever really taught us about lightning in school.
Yeah, they absolutely did,
I think,
Tom.
They trusted us to learn about it on our own. Mm. And second, they can explain what causes lightning. They don't go, eh, and nobody knows why.
Well, here's the thing. If this is a real thing that happens, which I don't believe.
Lightning? Sure it does, Tim.
If a church sprung up tomorrow that was like, hey, here's our thing. We're going to start worshiping lightning as our god.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right, I'm on board. Like, what else just randomly shoots out of the sky and just kills us once in a while?
Well, maybe you should be like a Roman or something and worship.
No, I don't think there's
Zeus.
Like a man out there throwing lightning bolts.
Oh, well, then who's throwing them, you dummy?
I think it is. It's the energy, man. The energy is God.
Wow.
I have some crystals I'd like you to buy.
I have some crystals I'd like you to hold.
Some crystals I'd like you to smoke. And you'll see it all clearly.
So.
No. All right. Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. You're saying this is a real phenomenon.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we don't know, but all that really happens are things are moved, things are levitating.
Right.
People actually rarely get harmed by these things.
Sometimes people get hit in the head with a book or whatever.
Right. But. What I'm saying is if this is really the case and this is provable, right? And we know this, why should that be a scary thing? If it should just be like, yeah, sometimes an elephant gets loose at the circus and stomps on a boy, right? But
well,
like,
they don't teach that in school either.
Yeah, but like, they also teach you, hey, the circus is a lot of fun.
They
right?
don't teach you the circus is a lot of fun either.
Well, they are. I read that in books in school, like Joey Goes to the Circus, and it's like, his dad bought him peanuts, and it's great, right? And like, sometimes somebody gets hit in the head or stomped by an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the way a poltergeist, a lot of fun, things move around. And sometimes people get hit by a coffee cup that he throws. But like, we're not teaching people to be afraid of that. Why are we afraid of one thing and not the other thing?
Because they're not going to start teaching people things that they can't prove and that they can't explain.
Then why can't we prove this yet, Tom? If it's so widespread, if you're so adamant that this exists, why haven't we been able to prove it?
A bunch of reasons, Tim.
This is also the argument we had in our climate change episode.
Yeah, you're right, Tim. I couldn't prove climate change existed to you either. First thing, poltergeist episodes tend to be fairly short-lived. It's not a thing of the poltergeist hung around
it's
for decades
and
decades.
And
it's not
it.
A bunch of lying kids, Tim. That's what you said about climate change, too.
Prove me wrong, Tom. Prove me wrong.
So it's short-lived. But the biggest thing is just that people don't report it because they're afraid that they're going to look like nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're rarely reported, but there have been some extremely reputable reports. So I read this book. Oh, what the hell is the name of the book now?
This is a great.
It was called like The Poltergeist.
Great source.
The Poltergeist Tales or something.
Nice.
But it examined a bunch of real life poltergeist cases. And they were very strange. For one reason, which was these were all like the most provable poltergeist cases, And in all these cases, the way they were provable was that people called the police about poltergeists. Would you call the police about a poltergeist?
No, but like, I also don't think it's a big deal if a picture falls off the wall.
Tim, it goes beyond pictures falling off walls.
I mean, because like, even if it's like, all right, I don't even put my pictures up myself. I get a TaskRabbit to do it, so the job is done.
Right.
Well, right? So if a picture falls down, like,
the first call you're going to make is a TaskRabbit.
Exactly.
Demanding your money back.
Yeah. You're like, all right, let me just pack up my bag and leave this movie theater and head right over.
Oh, you just sat down. Now for the rest of Inferno. It's more than just pictures falling off walls, Tim. It, like I said, it's things flying across the room, things being thrown at you. You getting thrown across the room sometimes. At the very least, getting thrown out of a chair all the time.
Find one person that will talk to me about getting thrown across the room.
Personally, Tim. Like I said, a lot of them are very embarrassed because they don't like people like you doubting
skeptics.
Them. Yeah.
Patriots. Yeah.
So a lot of these people, what was your question? Oh, why do they care? Because at the very least, it's annoying. You wouldn't be freaked out if things started flying around your home and levitating.
If you're saying that this is just an occurrence,
right,
that is natural, but we don't understand it.
Well, that's what some people think.
Okay.
But then
okay.
some people think they're ghosts.
Have we finished the list of the things that the poltergeists do?
No, then there's one. Yes, for the most part.
So it's basically moving objects.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sounds sometimes, like knocking and scratching.
Okay. Anything else?
I just found out about a poltergeist that could text. So
oh,
there's
Ghost
that.
Rider.
Not Ghost Rider, Tim. Poltergeist that could text, which is the most terrifying thing to me.
Yeah.
I don't like getting text messages in the first
place.
Me
neither. I'm 100% on board.
Let alone from a ghost I don't know.
Yeah, but just block the number.
From an unknown number, Tim. You can't block the spirit world.
Okay. Tom, so what you're saying...
But then there's another thing that it might be.
No. That they do.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And the texting is very rare. I've only heard about it in one case.
You made me watch some video when I got here, and it was... Tom, it was like 20 minutes long, and it was all about poltergeists, and I kept talking to you to try to change the subject,
yeah,
which is the most boring
thing
I've
attention.
Ever seen. And you were just like, email server, yeah, whatever. I think you misunderstood the part about the texting.
No, I understood it perfectly clear, Tim. It was terrifying.
I don't know, because I was watching, and then you turned to me, they were just talking about the moving pictures, and then you turn to me about a texting poltergeist, huh? Like, apropos of nothing.
No. They had just talked about the...
I think your imagination ran away with...
Anyway, so besides texting, which again, I've only heard about in one case, it's mostly, you're mostly moving things around, throwing things, levitating things.
Right. Now, why is that scary?
Because it's scary, Tim. I can't believe that you think something in your home.
But if you say it happens all the time.
Not all the time.
And it's not harmful for the most part.
For the most
part. Then why are we afraid
of it? But I'm telling
you
this as a poltergeist expert.
That's true. That's a lovely embroidered jacket you
Thank
have.
Thank you, Tim. It costs a fortune. Jeez, it took you long enough to mention it. God, I was throwing you so many hints.
Was it satin?
Yeah, it's satin. Of course. It's a poltergeist fabric of choice. And the thing is, it's not just one thing falling
off. You're
worked
up. I've done it.
It's not just one thing falling off the wall. Tim, it's like when it rains, it pours. Like all of a sudden, all your pictures are falling off and all your books are
Maybe
flying at
you.
Maybe
you should check the freaking anchors in your pictures. Any TaskRabbit will tell you that.
And the books are being thrown at you.
Yeah, well, maybe that's just your astronaut father in space trying to...
No, you're thinking of Interstellar.
Yeah.
And that was just the books getting pushed off the thing, which is one thing, and that is another type of poltergeist. It might be your astronaut father trying to communicate with you in the past.
Right. That's what I choose to believe.
Well, I choose to believe that this would be the most terrifying thing I could ever imagine. Not the most terrifying, but like up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, what about a live human man holding a knife to your throat?
Yeah, that would also be terrifying.
As terrifying as a book falling off your shelf, though?
What about a knife coming out of the knife block and flying down your hallway and then being held to your throat?
When has that ever happened?
It's happened. Ask people. Tim, you gotta start asking people.
That's true. I'm not very inquisitive.
Well, and also, that's if you believe that it's like a natural occurrence. If you think it's a ghost, then that's scary.
You told me it wasn't. You yelled at me when I said it was a ghost.
Because
But now you're just trying to scare me, so now you've changed your tune. Oh, Tim's afraid of ghosts, eh? Which I'm not, by the way.
For the record.
With the record state, nobody's ever been killed by a ghost.
No, because first off, that's patently false.
Show me the death certificate, Tom.
I can't, Tim. It burned. It disappeared.
Wow. I was told that poltergeists sometimes start fires, but yeah. I don't believe that.
Well, they do, so...
I bet, like way more space heaters start fires than poltergeists.
Yeah, and that's fine, but again...
Yeah, but I'm not afraid of space heaters. I'm a little afraid of space heaters.
Yeah,
I'm
Tim, you're terrified of space heaters.
Yeah.
One thing I know about you.
When we were roommates, you bought a space heater, and I was like, oh, no, you'll never turn this off, you psycho.
It was fine.
Worst.
It had a tip-over thing.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tim, the other thing that some people think poltergeists are let me rephrase it. A lot of poltergeist cases, the majority, involve a child or like a kid.
Right. So it's mostly lying children.
It's not mostly lying children, Tim. It's that, and a lot of times it's while the kid's going through puberty.
How did this vase break? This is an expensive vase. I don't know. It must have been some weird spirit that threw it across the room.
No, people see
Mom.
It. The kids, they think some of these kids have like a powers that they aren't aware of and can't necessarily control, but that they're causing these kinds of things to happen.
Right.
And again, people think it sometimes when they're going through puberty, they're going through the change. These things
manifest. It's gross. I'm going to barf everywhere.
These things manifest themselves.
As like energy.
As energy.
And since teenagers hate books, well, they're dude, often
you're really focusing
the
on
books
the
up,
throwing but, the books.
Because like, all right.
So they think, and a lot of times it happens in homes where there's like a lot of
turmoil.
Yeah, yeah. And that this is
maybe their dad, Craig T. Nelson, isn't paying attention to people.
Maybe. Yeah. And that actually it is a way of like repressed angst to be let out. So like some kids get like really into like Morrissey. Right. But then some just start throwing faces with their mind.
Right. Well, look, I'm not in the business of being freaked out by teen angst.
Oh, I would think that would scare you more.
No, I'm not
afraid
of teens.
You're terrified of teens.
Look, I'm afraid of being the butt of a joke in front of teens.
Right.
I want teens laughing at me. You can throw a book at me, teens.
You don't think that would be funny to a teenager, Tim?
It'd be hilarious. But, like, I'd have to laugh.
What if a teen with psychic powers pantsed you and then knocked you over while you're
pantsing? You're right.
Yeah. Tim, you'd be humiliated.
Hmm. Nuts, yeah.
That's why teens shouldn't play with Ouija boards, Tim.
This is why teens should be, look, not even teens. I'm saying 10 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, yeah, when you're 18. 10, like, just put them on an island.
Well, that island, Tim, all of a sudden that's going to become full of psychic energy.
Yeah, okay. That should have been the twist in Lost.
Oh, this is the island we put all the teens on?
Yeah, and then all the weird magnetism followed them.
Yeah.
And then they grew up and we stopped putting the teens there. Man, should write this down, Tom.
Okay. So they're
Lost 2, the island of lost teens.
So they're very, they think that could also explain why these episodes are somewhat short-lived. Because it's...
Teens have short attention spans.
Teens have short lives. No, because it's when they're going through puberty that there's some kind of a brain change going on at the same time. Don't give me that look that there's some kind of a brain change happening at the same time.
Brain change.
A brain change is going on at the same time that allows them to tap into this this energy field that normal saps like me and you can't.
Yeah,
on our day-to-day.
It's like they can hear high-pitched noises.
Yeah.
And they can throw electromagnetic energy at things.
Yeah, and they can pop a boner with a strong breeze when they're going through puberty, Tim. They're very...
never use that phrase again.
What, pop a boner?
Jesus.
Tim,
what a show are
you look, I'm just
here?
Telling you that when teens go through puberty, Tim, a lot of hormones. Hormones raging.
Yeah.
So it might be hormonal, poltergeist. We don't know.
Okay. So it's either... nobody's
saying it's
ghosts.
Especially if poltergeists are texting nowadays, teens.
Tom, here's the thing.
What?
I think you were too quick to belittle me before.
I think you were too quick to blame poltergeists on horny teens.
No, I think...
when I'm trying to argue that's ghosts.
No, because I said that one thing I knew is that there were ghosts, mm-hmm. and you were like, you idiot. But you made me watch this video where a kid got possessed and was talking like an old man who had died.
Well, that's
so how
different.
Are you telling
that
me?
That might be a poltergeist then, working with. I mean, think about
what. They're in cahoots with the ghosts?
Or
okay,
like, what
so I wasn't that far off. If they often work with ghosts, can't laugh at me for saying, I think they're ghosts.
They don't necessarily work with ghosts. They work side by side, though, sometimes. Because sometimes, what could be more stressful than a ghost happening? And then that stress is going to trigger a poltergeist.
But then they were talking about...
All of a sudden, you just got to move. You got ghosts and poltergeists and demons.
Tom, if stress and anxiety and angst in a teen could can trigger a poltergeist situation...
Yeah.
My house would have burned down a million times.
Well, you do always have those books flying off the shelves.
True.
But what I was going to say before was this book I was reading they were talking about like the most reputable cases. And these cases, A, people called the police. Under what circumstances would you call the police for a poltergeist? Because what the hell are the police going to do? Come and shoot it?
That's true. Who would you call that old lady?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, there are multiple cases where people called the police and the police came and were like, holy shit, everything's flying around over here. And the police would like investigate, but then be like, well, I don't know. It seems like a poltergeist. There are multiple cases where like a dozen cops have signed affidavits like, yeah, here's the stuff I saw. Here's, you know, things flying around, things levitating, the refrigerator lifting up.
The way that you've pronounced the words reputable and affidavit has undermined your whole argument here, Tom.
I'm just quoting the book.
The poorly written book.
look, it's a great book. A man on the corner gave it to me.
A ranting man gave it to me.
So there are cases where multiple very reputable people have gone on the record. And then, like, sometimes they'll get, like, a local priest. Your local...
Look, I'm not basing my beliefs on energy and things on, like, what a local priest says.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Tim. If you got a ghost of any kind or spirit of any kind, the local priest isn't going to know what to do with it. You got to ring up the Vatican. They got to send a specialist in.
And the thing is, the local priest might be like, oh, time to shine, baby. Right. Like, now I'm going to be on the world stage. Somebody call 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
And suddenly you're televising an exorcism, and everybody's like, wait, what?
Or that local priest is going to be like, I'll come check it out, but I have a baptism at 2. And you're like, a baptism? I got Satan himself in my home, possibly.
Now, is it Satan? No, it's the devil?
I'm just saying, Tim, anything's possible.
So why did you yell at me when I said that I thought it might be a ghost?
Because I'm trying to get you not to be so goddamn narrow-minded about these things, Tim. Be a little
That's
open-minded.
True. I really should broaden my horizons a little bit when it comes to...
When it comes to...
The potential...
When it comes to the paranormal.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Mm-hmm. How bad would it have to get for you to, like, call up a paranormal investigator? Now, I know... Okay. Tom?
Okay. Would I be cold calling or would this be a paranormal investigator I already know? I'm already acquainted with.
No, okay. So, you're a guy who is predisposed to believe that something is paranormal. Or open-minded to the fact that there are paranormal activities responsible for... events that others might just see as mundane.
Not as mundane, but that there might be things we don't understand.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about every paranormal... Because you're also a guy that hates charlatans.
Yeah.
And
it's a tough spot
for me to be in. May I say bullshit artists?
Yeah.
And basically...
You can say bullshit, Tim. I said Papa Boner before.
No, we all remember. You also hate people that, like, are at all out of the ordinary. Like, you're open-minded about the paranormal.
Just give me a nice, normal paranormal investigator.
Very close-minded about people in general.
Uh-huh.
Check out this weirdo.
And you're like, and you're always telling me, Tom, that's just a paranormal investigator. Leave him alone. That's his job.
Have you ever
seen...
He
has to wear all those crystals.
Have you ever...
rings.
Have you ever seen a paranormal investigator on television that you're like, I'd invite that person into my home?
Yeah, or like, oh, I'd strike up a conversation with that person at a party.
Yeah, I'd willingly tolerate being in the same room as this person.
No, but as a kid, like, I saw being a paranormal investigator as like a very viable...
Well, the Ghostbusters, let's not... understate the effect that the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I wanted to be a paranormal investigator, the thing that I thought was bullshit about like the real world ones was that not nearly enough gadgets.
Right.
Guys, get some more gadgets to take care of the ghosts. I'm gonna get some more ghost gadgets.
So
I don't want those in my house. They'll scare the hell out of me. What am I saying?
Ghost gadgets? Because they'd probably attract ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, if ghosts want to be known.
I don't even know why we're talking about ghosts in the Poltergeist episode, Tom.
Well, I'm just saying paranormal gadgets, paranormal paraphernalia. Anyway, what were you going to ask me about? Oh, about what would it take for me to get a paranormal
well,
investigator?
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know you can't call the cops.
Yeah.
Would you call, like, let's say.
Because of all the warrants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, your home is so dangerously. You have, like, the cops would
a
be like.
A lot of violations.
Look, I'm not a building inspector, but 45 space heaters in one small
chilly.
New York City apartment. This is a tinderbox. Yeah. This is.
It's called redundancy, copper. Now beat it.
You call them copper. You call them the fuzz.
Yeah.
You call them pigs to their face. I don't condone that kind of behavior, Tom. And you're always running from them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you can't call the cops.
Right.
What do you do? Do you? Is there ever a situation where you're like, crap, I got to do this.
I got to call the Ghostbusters.
Like, I know you'll probably move into it. You'll be like, I'll move into a different apartment.
Yeah.
But let's say
it follows you,
right? What happens? Do you actually ever call this person?
I think I would call a paranormal investigator. I'd really do my research. I'd look it up on Yelp and everything. But I would mislead them. I would say something else was happening and then see if they picked up on any of that.
Ah.
So I bring them in under false pretenses.
How many times do you think they're brought in to be tricked? By skeptics?
Probably fairly often, but I don't know, because you're paying for them.
Are they expensive?
I'd imagine. I mean...
But, like, you gotta imagine like,
that they
the,
prey
like,
on very desperate people.
Yeah, but, like, you gotta think there are, like, some James Randi types out there, right? Mm-hmm. That are, like...
The Amazing Randi, you mean?
Yeah, the Amazing Randi. Mm-hmm. He's got deep pockets.
Yeah. Well, because I don't think for a skeptic to pull one over on a paranormal investigator, I don't think is, like, really that...
But then it's just more evidence for the file.
All right, then you put it in the file. But, like, I fully believe, and that's why I'm saying, that I would not give a paranormal investigator an iota of information about what's going on.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, you got all the equipment? You tell me what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you got all these gadgets.
And I would go for one that had gadgets over, like, one who claims to have a psychic
link. I mean, that's your MO in anything.
And then
right.
I'd be
who's
like,
who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Why?
Because he's got gadgets. And then I'd be like, how much would you let that spectrometer go for?
And you try to be like,
I'd try and, you know, I'd be like, yeah. And then, like, maybe some of the gadgets will leave here just in case it happens when you're not here.
No, Tom, I just saw, like, a possible path your life could take.
What is it?
Buying this kind of stuff.
Buying ghost gadgets?
On eBay.
Yeah.
Like, just being like, because, like, you buy a lot of gadgets now,
mm-hmm.
Tom.
Yeah.
And I'll go to your apartment,
mm-hmm.
and, like, there'll be, like, boxes. Just, like, you get, like, 5 packages a day.
Yeah.
And you're always like, ah, it's some gadget I heard about.
Yeah.
And, like, usually it winds up in the landfill that is the floor of your office, right?
Yeah. They're always cheap gadgets, though.
Yeah, but at some point, like... I really thought when you got like really into Scientology, I thought I was.
I didn't get really into.
No, you got really into like
learning about
Scientology. Yeah. I thought I was going to come here, and I was excited to come
to
your apartment.
That I would have an e-meter,
right?
Too expensive.
Really?
Yeah, very expensive. I looked into it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So like, I'm worried about you coming into a little bit of money and being able to buy all this stuff, and then like the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just by nature, by virtue of you having the stuff and having made an investment in the stuff,
it's gonna work.
Like it's just kind of like, well, I gotta believe this. I've sunk so much into this, and then like you're a crank. And then my biggest fear is that you have a very successful paranormal investigation business, and then suddenly you're less interested in doing this every week.
Yeah, all of a sudden I've got a bunch of cool ghost hunting friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I make like inside jokes with them at your expense, and you don't get the joke, but you know it's at your expense.
So many of them are like big southern guys with like a flamboyant belt bent to them, right?
Oh yeah, like a cool hat.
Yeah.
That maybe has like some really cool gems on it. Yeah.
I'd be worried about inviting somebody with the potential of getting that sweaty into my house.
Yeah.
They seem like they're sweaters, well, as a general.
Well, how do you think they get rid of the ghosts? The ghosts are like, oh, God, it stinks in here. I got to get out. Or a ghost goes to crack the window, and all of a sudden, whoa, sucked out.
All right. What else do you know about poltergeists? We got to get back on track here.
Do you know about, there's this whole phenomenon I was reading about that people who... there are these apps you can get where they'll record you in your sleep.
No, I don't know about apps to record you.
Well, go on the app store and look them up.
Sorry.
So there's apps that will record you in your sleep.
I like that you're spinning this as like, no, you're an app store enthusiast,
yeah,
not
Tim.
Recording people while they sleep enthusiast.
You're not recording other people, Tim. This
sure.
isn't a spy
oh, no,
cam
these are
situation.
Just for you. Yeah, of course.
So,
that's the plausible deniability that I can get behind.
So you set up one of these apps, and I don't know if it records you the whole time. I guess it records you on like a delay maybe, and if there's like a spike in noise, then it will be like, okay, start recording.
It would be recording in the future.
No, because it's just always recording, but if it doesn't hear anything, it just dumps it.
Okay.
So it does that, and it's mostly meant for people who are...
lunatics?
like sleepwalkers and stuff. And some people use them because they're like, oh, yeah, I say funny stuff in my sleep. So then it records them saying funny stuff.
Hmm.
But then some people are like, oh, I recorded this thing, and here's a conversation of me and a demon in the middle of the night. And
but
it's scary stuff, Tim. Super scary stuff. I don't think you could pay me enough to listen to or watch a video of me asleep.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll shop my collection elsewhere. I thought I could sell it to you directly. I guess I'll have to move on to the pervert community.
Look, Tim, I know you've invested a lot of time and money in this, but I'm just
now
not interested.
Now you tell me.
Because if, like, even the tiniest weird thing happened in a video or audio recording of me sleeping, I would just never sleep again.
Yeah. Tom, this is why...
Sleeping is when I'm most vulnerable.
This is kind of why I never want to get, like, any major surgery done. Because you watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
What?
And these days, half the videos are people coming out from, like, after, like, wisdom tooth. Or,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Coming out,
like,
of anesthesia. Yeah. And they're just like, I'm Beyonce. I'm dancing like Beyonce right now.
Yeah.
I am Beyonce. And it's just like, the shit that's hanging out in my subconscious, like,
yeah.
I don't want anybody. Like, I don't want to know what that is, and
right.
I don't want to, like...
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to kill you all, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Kill them all, of course. And the burping. What was with the burping? Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, did you have something else to say, or were you going to start wrapping up?
I wasn't... you talk. You say something.
I don't know. You had that face that looked like, all right. But I just wanted... You just seem to be, every time I ask you what's really all that scary or alarming about a poltergeist, you keep kind of pivoting to like, oh, but there are ghosts, or, oh, but people have conversations with demons, oh, but like Satan is real, or whatever you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's like, I want you to make the case that I should actually be... fearful of a poltergeist.
I don't want to make the case, Tim. If you're not fearful of poltergeist, good for you. More power to you. Maybe
I'm
you
very
should...
brave.
You're very brave.
I know. Thank you, Tom.
Then maybe you should look into being a
parent.
Doesn't
mean that much coming from a coward like you, but still. I mean, most people are brave compared to you.
Maybe you should look into being a paranormal investigator, Tim, with this bravery of yours and this lack of fear of the paranormal.
Maybe.
There was this one case, one of these cases where all the cops saw all the bad things happen, where they said by the end of it, there were 1,500 people outside the house on the lawn trying to catch a glimpse of this poltergeist. It
what?
Created like Beatlemania, but for poltergeists.
Yeah, because people were sheeple, man. They hear something and they're like, something's going on in that house. Let's all go.
All right. So if you're so brave, I haven't even talked about zero point energy. We'll get to that. Maybe we'll do an episode about zero point energy one day.
Not next week, because next week we're just going to talk about like TV or something.
what would it take for you to leave your home, paranormal speaking? Like what, and not obviously like, you know, if a demon came out of the floor and was like, I'm going to eat you. Yeah, you would do it. I'm saying like, what's the barrier to entry where Tim goes, all right, I'm out.
Fires,
just any kind of fires.
Like mysteriously.
So regular fires, you'll just go to bed.
No, but like that's not paranormal, right? Like if it's electrical, but like in this video that you made me watch, like there were fires that were starting and extinguishing throughout the house.
Yeah, they're extinguishing.
But like, I'm just like, well, that could catch a drape, and then boom, yeah. I'm dead.
Yeah, this poltergeist doesn't know.
I don't like a space heater made me stop being your roommate, Tom. Uh-huh.
Well, all right. So beyond fires. I'm saying, like, what could you witness that would scare you so much that you'd be like, I don't care, I'm out of here.
It would have to be multiple sightings of an apparition, and it would have to affect me in some way, physically.
What do you mean? Like make you puke?
Our friend AJ
woke
up, and it's... turned out to be like a standard sleep paralysis thing.
Right.
But he claimed a ghost was kneeling on his stomach and he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
That happened. Fool me once. Right. But if that happened multiple times, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
It has to be something that affects me physically.
Now do you
more
have to be able to
time.
See it?
Yeah. Because otherwise it's just like, yeah, no, I'm a crazy person.
What
like
if
it's anxiety or something.
What if the bed levitates?
Cool.
Well, you think it's
cool
now. I'd
pay good
now.
Money for a levitating bed, Tom. I paid him, man. It turned out to be a real criminal. Made off with my money. Promised me a levitating bed.
Well, I'm not even going to ask you about a shaking bed because you probably have the same answer. So no amount of things being thrown at you by an invisible force.
No. Multiple times of physical contact, yes.
Okay. What if you just saw things levitating all the time?
Cool. I'd invite you over to look at it, and you'd be like, whoa, cool.
I wouldn't be like, whoa, cool. I'd be like, Tim, there's poltergeist here.
But what's the end game there? What's there to be afraid of about something that levitates?
Because, Tim, that's mystical and unexplained. You're not afraid of the unexplained?
Not if it's not doing me any harm. I'm fascinated by it, Tom. Look, not everything is going to be...
I think I'd be startled by a lot. What if whenever you went into another room, there was something levitating? Like it was already like in the air, just like twirling around.
You know what?
What?
As with anything in life, you see it enough, it becomes routine.
And you don't, but you don't wonder, like, maybe that's an invisible man doing that?
All right, if it is, you
you're
know
You're not
what?
Afraid of the invisible man?
I'm not really afraid of the invisible man, Tom.
Oh, jeez, nobody's like, that brave.
Because is he going to kill you?
He could do whatever he wants, he's invisible.
But, like you're saying poltergeists are not going to kill you, right? Because they haven't killed anybody.
Debatable.
Right, like...
I've gotten some new information since the podcast started.
A poltergeist is, like, as likely to kill me as, like, my slow cooker is to, like, catch on fire while I'm...
My slow cooker's not going
to
kill you.
When I'm asleep and, like...
It doesn't get hot enough.
Oh, it does, Tom. I was reading an article about slow... These are the things... I'm worried about real life stuff.
Oh, God, you're worried about the wrong things, and you should be worried about ghosts.
If things are levitating... That's kind of cool. If I know, 99 times out of 100, it's just going to be, like, a cool levitation thing. Cool. Awesome. I love magic.
All right. Well.
That's why I invite David Blaine into my house all the time.
He's got a new special coming out. You know
just
that?
Kidding. He always tries to make out with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, he'd be able to pull it off, too.
Oh, he's tried, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, he's tried.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com.
He doesn't know how to pick up women, though. He's like, you want to come live in a block of ice with me?
No, that's not what he does.
My girlfriend's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Seems really cold.
It's like, I'm already cold.
Yeah. I'm always cold. I'm a girl.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can,
women, they're always cold, Tom. Can, is it cold in here? Can, yeah, it's always cold in here. That's right.
Well, it might be a ghost or a poltergeist. You can follow us on Twitter, @CompleteGuide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @YourPalTim.
You can email us, CompleteGuideToEverything@gmail.com. And you can support us two ways. The fun way, which is not farting, tcgt.com/pledge, where you can support us on Patreon. You get a bunch of fun perks, such as a weekly mini episode. And this week, we're starting a new series.
Yes.
What's it called, Tim?
Should we yes, reveal it?
Yes, reveal it.
The News, starring Tim and Tom.
Where we're going to be talking about things in the news.
Yeah.
Every week.
You hear about this? You read about this? Is it in the news?
It's only on Patreon, tcgt.com/pledge. You can also support us the easy way, tcgt.com/Amazon. You can do your normal Amazon shopping, and we get a little bit of whatever you buy.
Okay.
They send us a piece. It doesn't cost you an extra
thing. Buy chocolate.
I thought you were going to say buy chalk, because you love eating
I'd
chalk.
I'd like to eat chalk one day. I aspire to. Edible chalk. Ooh.
They have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you've told me about this.
Yeah.
Another thing, though, I should mention about Patreon, there are people watching us on the internet now recording this. You can have that,
spooky.
Too.
Spooky.
Yeah. Just something.
We got our own poltergeist here.
Yeah. And guess what? I played the Monster Mash for them before on my phone. And
I guess in trouble again with the Monster Mash people.
Dracula.
And any other... Any closing thoughts on Poltergeist, Tim?
Tom, I know I'm tempting fate here.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim, you're inviting Poltergeist into your home.
But you know what? So be it. As long as it... Like, I'm afraid of a Poltergeist in the movie Poltergeist.
Right.
Like, that kind of... But you're saying, like, that's all Hollywood fabrication.
That's all movie magic.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg wrote the story and co-wrote the screenplay for that.
Okay, there you go.
And executive produced it. And
right.
Many people said, he and Craig T. Nelson co-directed that secretly. Wow. Yeah.
That'd
Not
be...
a lot of people know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's weird. He never teamed up with Craig T. Nelson again, huh?
No. No, I think he directed every episode.
Most of the episodes of Coach.
Imagine you went back and you were watching Coach at 3 a.m. on WPIX, and it was like, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that would be even...
What?
That would be even scarier than seeing something levitate.
Exactly! That kind of stuff is way scarier.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.